Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. B-F-F-T. Live from the home studios presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Look, we field a lot of requests from PR people and publicists who want to get guests on the show, especially if a guest has a book coming out. But I got to be honest, there was a first in the last week as we had the children of one of the guests reach out and say, hey, love to have my dad on the show. He's got his book coming out. Jaden Grant, Oregon State defensive back, playmaker, great kid, reached out first. And Elijah Grant reached out second to confirm the interview. I love it. Brian Grant's kids helping book this show. Brian Grant joining us. You got good kids, Brian Grant.
They are good kids, man. I tell you that, Jaden, after I hear him speak, it makes me a lot more nervous when I do radio and TV now.
What is that like? Because you watch him grow up as a little kid, and in a lot of respects, he's in dad's shadow. Like, you cast a big shadow as an NBA player, and then you watch him grow as a person, grow as a man, become a playmaker on the field, and then suddenly he's on stage and he's talking about social issues and people are looking at him, and you had to be incredibly proud of that kid.
Very proud of him, because I never saw that in him growing up. He was such a character. Maybe that's what I should have been looking at, that being a character would be a type of person that'd be very good at speaking and getting their point across to people. I would have said it would have been Elijah, but he's come into his own and he's done very well. I'm very proud.
Brian Grant's got a book coming out. I believe it's out on Tuesday officially. You can pre-order it now on Amazon and in other places. It's called Rebound, Soaring in the NBA, Battling Parkinson's, Finding What Really Matters. You wrote it with Rick Bucher. Why write the book, Brian? Why was that important to you?
It was just important to me. It was time. You know, if I think about just the road I had to travel to make it to the NBA, there's a lot of unbelievable things that happened in my life. And, you know, when I tell people, they'd be like, no, for real? Seriously? And so there was that side of it. And then there was the other side, and that is that, you know, I've had a lot of people recognize a lot of the good things I've done in my life, a lot of good I've done in the community. But I've always felt not like an imposter or a fraud, but just like the whole story wasn't being told. And so it gave me an opportunity for me to tell my story and show both sides.
And I think when you do something like this, there's two ways to do it. You know, we see sometimes celebrities that will say, let's write the book that is the clean, easy story. And then or they'll say, we're going to tell the real story. You've chosen in this case to tell the real story. And, you know, what was that process like for you? Because you're probably dealing with some things that you're digging up things from, you know, years and years ago.
A lot of anxiety. I think I still have anxiety with the book coming out on Tuesday, but I'm finally at peace, you know, to where I'm like, you know, people are going to have their opinions and people are going to judge. But the most important thing is that some of the people out there that I may have hurt, some of the people I've celebrated with, don't know how important they are to me. And that's very important for me to be able to do.
Book is called Rebound, starring in the NBA. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon. I'm looking at the reviews and the synopsis early on. What is it like for you that first time you get to read sort of a finished copy as they send you some of the early copies?
I tell you what, John, I'm not a reader. My mom broke me of that, because she's the type of woman that would read maybe four or five books a week, novels. And I just always tell myself, I'm not going to sit around and read. And I'm just not that fast at reading. So, you know, the first time I went through it, there were a lot of mistakes, a lot of names, corrections that needed to be done. And then after that, I was more or less skimming through it and finding things. But as you read it, it's like some things I was like, wow, he did a really good job of telling that story. And then the other ones are, I was like, do I really want to say that? But then I just told myself, if you want to do it, do it. Go all the way. Don't half step.
You know, Rick Bucher is such a good writer, and we've had him on this show as well. And I think it was the right combination with you and him to do this book. You talk about your time in Sacramento, Portland, of course, Miami. You also talk about being on an airplane 30,000 feet in the air where you first came to kind of understand the tremors in your hand. What was that experience like for you?
You know, I was a little bit disappointed because it was with a friend, Philippe Manicombe, who is probably the best, if not one of the best, naturopathic healing Chinese medicine doctors that I know or knew, because he's passed on since then. But, you know, we were sitting there on the plane, and I'm telling him all these things that I think it is. No, it's got to be this. It's the nerves, this, that. And then he kind of just put his hand on my shoulder and said, brother, because he's got a French island accent, I'm just going to be honest with you. Give me your wrist. And he kind of moved my wrist, and he says, this is Parkinson's. You have Parkinson's, but don't worry about it. There's things we can do. We're going to go to the islands. We're going to clean your blood. We're going to get good foods in you, and you can live with this for a long time. And I kind of looked at him like, what the, you know? How are you going to tell me that? I mean, that's like the last thing I want to hear that I have. But he was right. I mean, he was absolutely right.
You know, our understanding of Parkinson's has grown, I think, over the years, especially in this region, through knowing you and people seeing you. And I will see you out for a jog, and I'll say, Brian Grant's doing well. Like, he looks good. Or I'll see you on the golf course. You're playing golf, you know. And so, you know, how often do people talk to you about it? Is it uncomfortable to be asked about it, or do you like to be asked about it? What is that like for you?
It doesn't really bother me if I can be brief about it. But if it's someone who either has a spouse or a relative, or if they have Parkinson's themselves, I'm more than willing to sit there and have a quick conversation to talk about, you know, what kind of meds they're using. Are they sleeping? How's going to the bathroom? Are they, you know, able to hit the toilet? Or is everything going all over the wall like at my house and I get cussed out by my girls? Those type of things.
Brian, you know, we're watching a lot of basketball in the NCAA tournament. How much of a fan are you now? Are you watching and paying attention to what's going on in the Final Four?
You know what? I quit watching after the Beavers lost. Yeah, I thought they had an incredible run. Seriously. It's been fun watching that team play. And probably wouldn't have watched any basketball if it wasn't for my son being a Beaver himself. But, yeah, I kind of put it away after they lost. What's going on?
They needed a rebound a little better in that Houston game. You must have been going crazy watching the offensive rebounds by Houston.
Man, there were some big boys. The refs were letting them push people into the baskets. Those things happen. I mean, shit, they were in the Final Eight. Yeah. You know, they weren't supposed to even be in a tournament.
Do you miss playing?
Of course I do. Do I miss playing? I miss having the ability to play if I wanted to play. But yeah. Since I don't have the ability to play, you know, I think I tend to miss it sometimes. But if I could play, I doubt if I'd be up at club sport playing pickup games.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I get it. I get it. Your story is about family too, and I know the dad that you are and the relationship you have with your kids. You know, your own upbringing. I believe you were raised mostly by grandparents, right? Mom, grandpa, and grandma.
No, they played a big role in my life. When my dad was in the military and we were in North Carolina, I swear they used to come get me every other month. They'd drive. When they showed up, I'd start crying or I'd hide and run because I knew I had to take that long drive back to Ohio.
Yeah.
And so they were in my life. My dad and my mom were both in my life, but my mom worked all the time, and my dad was always trying to find work, but it was hard for him back in the 70s and 80s, especially in our area. So I had a dad. We just didn't have that good of a relationship early on, but that all changed.
The book is called Rebound, Brian Grant's story, soaring in the NBA, battling Parkinson, finding out what really matters. You know, that's interesting, that last part, finding out what really matters. How difficult was that for you? Because I think some people go their whole lives without figuring that out.
It was tough, you know, just going through my own trials and tribulations and things that I thought were so important, realizing that that crap isn't important. What's the most important thing to me is these kids and my health and trying to be sane and sober for them. You know, that's what matters to me the most, because, you know, I'll be 50 next year. Damn, 50. I still can't believe that, bro. I look at myself in the mirror and I see this older man, like, okay, maybe you are about to turn 50. But I don't feel like I'm about to turn 50. I feel like I'm about 35.
Right.
Till I try to walk up Ascension or up that big hill, yeah, in the spring. But, yeah, it's just getting old's a B, man. It's a B. It's a mind melt. And I kind of lost my train of thought on what the first question was. That happens a lot.
No, just that, like, you answered it, because I think some people never really figure out what's important. And I hear a guy who's at peace and is – figured that stuff out. And I think the fact that you're writing the book, you know, maybe it helps other people understand your story and maybe find their own.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't completely figured it out. I'm content with today. I'm content with Brian Grant right now. I can't change Brian Grant of the past. And I don't know what Brian Grant's going to be in the future, but I am very content with who I am at this moment.
People will look at you as an NBA player. And I think one of the reasons they loved you is they saw a guy who was defending Shaq and giving away a lot of weight and a lot of height. And you played that role of, you know, hardworking, underdog, easy to root for, likable guy. At that time, let's go back to when you were, you know, you're defending Shaq in the low post. You having fun at that time? Was that a thrill?
It was a thrill for me because I'm kind of sick in the head a little bit. I just like being in situations that people say there's absolutely no way you're absolutely going to fail. And I may fail on one or two plays, but, you know, once we go up and down that court a couple times, then the ball is in my court, because I can run him all I want, shoot jumpers, get in there, slide, and get some rebounds, and, you know, kind of hold him up. You never completely stop Shaq. You know, I think I've just had some good moments where we really needed to stop the guy, and I was able to stay between him and the basket. But I've been asked so many questions about Shaq. Every time my phone rings and it's an LA number, I think it's him saying, hey, let's talk about this stuff you're talking about, man. I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. And you know, Coach Riley, when we'd play LA, he'd be like, $100 if you can get the tip. I'd steal a tip. You know, either I'd steal it or the ref would get me for stealing it. So just little things like that.
Brian Grant with us. The book is called Rebound. You can pre-order it right now at Amazon. It's out officially on Tuesday if you want to check it out in a bookstore. You know, you see athletes who write books, but I love that you took some time before writing this. You know, it's like you've had some time to think. 12 years of playing basketball at the highest professional level. Now you're in another chapter of your life. It'd be a very different book if you'd written it right after you retired, wouldn't it?
It would have, because I wouldn't have seen the Parkinson's coming. It would have just been, you know, mainly about my basketball career. It's been about me growing up, but, you know, there's two lives here, but actually three: growing up, going to the NBA, and post-NBA. And there's a lot of heavy stuff in post-NBA, and it's stuff that needed to be said for my own sake and for the sake of others, people that I care about, like my ex-wife, Gina, and for the kids. You know, we've never really sat down and said, okay, what do you want to ask me? I think we tried that once, and they were kind of like, nah, it's good. And I think Jaden might ask me something crazy. But now they're old enough to read the book, if there's something they want to talk to me about, they know absolutely know they can. They don't have to be scared or nervous or anything like that.
Yeah,
or worried
really,
about hurting my feelings.
And they're all different, aren't they? I mean, I've got three, and you've
totally
got
different.
Eight. Yeah, like how? Like, isn't that amazing? You look at your kids, and you're like, they're so different.
They are so different, but they're different when you start thinking of them as individuals. But when they're together, they are a solid group. I mean, with my daughters, the older boys are there. They're on them. They're not, overshadowing them or scaring them. But anybody who comes in and out of this house knows everything better be on the up and up, or the boys are going to be there. I mean, they love each other like that, and the girls respect them like that.
I love it. The response that you've got from people who have reviewed the book, what are people telling you?
I've got mostly all good compliments about the book, about it being a good read, and that I'm courageous for being so honest. Someone said, I haven't seen somebody be so honest like this in a long time with all the stuff you got in there. And I go, I don't know whether to thank you or tell you, be quiet, or but it's been positive. And I know that it's not all going to be positive. I know there's some things I got to answer, and, I wouldn't have put it in there if I wasn't ready to.
It's really interesting that, you are vulnerable in the book. And, I'm looking now at a passage in the book that was online, and it's, people might not look at you and see, Brian Grant as a touchy-feely guy, but I think there's vulnerability in the book, and, and you talking about, where you grew up, and... you didn't ever want to show physical or mental weakness, did you? Like, as a player, especially.
No. If you did, and somebody picked up on that, they were going to use that to their advantage. And even, several nights I went out there, as do a lot of NBA players from my era, and played with things that would keep a college or high school kid on the sidelines. But, you just prepare your mind and you go out there and do it. So, yeah.
I encourage people to pick up the book. Brian, what do you want people to know? What do you want them to learn in the book, or what is important to you that they take away from it?
Thing I hope they take away is that they just know it's real. Whether they like it or don't like it, you have to read a book that's real, that's to the point, and is... not asking forgiveness of people, but I'll just say this. One, to make sure that people know how wonderful certain people were in my life, like my ex-wife, even though we're not together. Yeah. I know that when I was diagnosed and I was going through a divorce, people tended to think that she got gone because he's sick. Absolutely not. Read the book. You'd have left in chapter two. By chapter two, you'd have been gone. So I want them to know how wonderful of a woman she is. She started her life over. We're great co-parents, and that's a real book.
Why was that important to you to set things right?
Because I'm always going to care for Gina. She's the mother of four of our kids, and if it wasn't for Gina, I don't know that I would have the relationship with all my kids that I have today, because there are a lot of times I'm arguing with their moms, getting drug in and out of court. And there's times I'd be like, all right, forget it. I'm done. I'm just going to focus on our family. A month, 2 months ago, Vine, she'd be the one coming in, like, pick up the phone, call your lawyer, and fight for your kids. And I would do that. A lot of women would have been like, yeah, I don't want the kids around here. I don't want them around. But that wasn't her. She was literally their stepmother for real. Not for show, but for real.
How are you doing now? I see you out. You're physically active still. How do you feel today?
Are you able to get a real good look at me, John?
Well, I see
not,
you.
Because that's why I'm out walking, bro. That COVID 20 or 25, I picked it up, bro. Being in the house with these kids, man, they're snacking, cookies. Oh, my gosh. And it's hard to lose it at this age now, man.
I know. It's not like when you were 25, right?
Yeah, if you go a week and don't see me, I expect a phone call. Like, B, okay. I haven't seen you outside. Are you still walking?
I'll take you. I'll drive you a couple miles away and let you out. Brian, yeah. I'm so proud of you, man, and I know a lot of our listeners are as well. I have ordered the book, and I encourage our audience to do it as well. It's called Rebound. Brian Grant has written it with Rick Bucher. It's available on Amazon. It'll be out in bookstores on Tuesday. Brian, you keep doing what you do. Say hello to all your kids. We'd love to have you back on and get an update on how the book's doing, but thank you for giving us kind of a sneak peek at it.
You know what, John? Thank you, man. You've been really good to me over the years, and I so appreciate all the work that you do with our foundation as well, man. I just want to say thank you.
You bet. You're welcome. And it's a great cause, and I think, there's a lot of us, Brian, thank you so much. There's a lot of us that wouldn't know much about Parkinson's if it weren't for people like Brian Grant who, unfortunately have been afflicted by it but are willing to talk about it. You know, my experiences with Parkinson's are limited to Michael J. Fox and first understanding what was happening to him, Brian Grant and Bob DeCarolis, who also is dealing with it. And I know that Bob and Brian have talked and shared resources. So, I encourage people to pick up the book. I think it's a really good story. I have read some excerpts from it. It's revealing. It's candid. It's not this typical surface, flyover that some athletes do. Brian Grant's a real person. I think he gets authentic in the book. I encourage you to pick it up. And what a testimonial to the family that he's got and the way that he talks about his kids. I cannot express to you enough how unusual it is to have the children of a potential guest reaching out to say, hey, I'm acting as the publicist or I'm acting as the PR person. And I was like, let's put him at 1 o'clock on Friday and this great show that we're going to do, Bill Walton on the show, Brian Grant on the show. That it would be a dynamite show. And I'm so glad that he made time to come on. But I encourage you to pick up the book. It'd be a great gift for somebody else. It's called Rebound. I ordered it on Amazon, but order it wherever you order your books and give it a chance. Leave it here. You got the BFT statewide. I want to kick this around. We just had Brian Grant on the show. I thought it was fantastic. Zach, what'd you think of the interview with Brian Grant?
I loved it, John. Anyone who comes on this show and speaks their truth and is honest and real and vulnerable like he was, I'm all ears and I'm listening. And I just loved what he said about how he had, three parts of his life and how those different stages of his life taught him things and his appreciation for family, and also just to come on here and, keep it real about his relationship with his ex-wife and, what that has meant to him and, his family, his relationship with his kids. I thought it was awesome.
Peter Sampson.
Yeah.
You're an NBA fan.
Yeah. I got so much love for Brian Grant. Always have, him going against Karl Malone back in the day, getting his eyebrow busted open and not calling it quits. But Zach, the last point you made, that really resonated with me when he was talking about his relationship with his ex-wife and how he wanted to clear up any.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Baltimore.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.